Although this is only the third session of our sexual intimacy course, I really feel we've made excellent progress. Do you remember how nervous you were at the start? It took a while to overcome those initial anxieties and reservations, but we got there, didn't we? And now, I feel you're very comfortable in my company, and that has allowed us to cover a lot of erotic territory. It was impressive how soon your initial reticence was replaced with willingness, an eagerness even, to reveal intimate details about your sexual biography. I think we made particular progress when we talked about your masturbatory practices and how so much of the erotic material you use for masturbation involves nurturing, caring, voluptuous women. What phrase did you use to describe the experiences you fantasize about? I'll just check my notes. Ah, here it is. Sexualized nurturing. Sexualized nurturing, a very evocative phrase. And it was such a breakthrough when you agreed to show me the kind of erotic media which particularly appeals to you. All those pictures and videos of nurturing, caring mommy doms with their full breasts, generous bottoms, and friendly, smiling faces. And I was intrigued when you let me listen to your favorite audio erotica. It really seems to trigger a powerful response, doesn't it? I guess it can be a little more intimate than visual material. Having those, I wouldn't say naughty women, that implies some sort of moral judgment. Having the voices of those sexually uninhibited and giving women accompanying you in your fantasies, being there for you when you experience the release of orgasm. It must be delicious for you. It was so brave of you to tell me how aroused you become while masturbating to such material. You described the intense feelings of excitement you experience as your orgasm builds, and the exquisite feeling of pleasure as you ejaculate. I knew at that moment we were close to sharing mutual trust. And then we talked about your sexual history in real life, as it were. And it seems that you've never really mentioned your interest in sexualized nurturing to your partners. And we established that that was because you've never felt you've reached a level of intimacy in any relationship that would allow for the subject to be tackled. And that was why you sought out my services, so you could learn how to make such a strong connection with a partner that you could talk to her about your deepest desires and act on them. In the next stage of the course, we'll be exploring the techniques needed to build an intimate rapport with a sexual partner. And this will involve sexual role-playing. But before that, there's one more thing we need to do in relation to client-therapist trust. As I said, discussing your masturbation practices and sexual fantasies has taken us very close to the level of trust needed to proceed. But in order to make sure there is absolutely no vestige of uncertainty or awkwardness between us, I recommend that we have sexual intercourse. Is that acceptable to you? Good! A mutually satisfying sexual encounter at this stage of the course does wonders for morale and motivation and breaks down any remaining barriers in the client-therapist relationship. Well then, we'll be using the treatment couch for this procedure. We'll take off our shoes, but there's no need to undress yet. Although, I'm going to undo the buttons on my blouse. That's it. Hop onto the couch and we'll lie face to face. Move in a little closer. Now, I'm going to initiate sexual activity by gently kissing you on the lips. Now more forcefully, opening my mouth slightly. I want you to kiss me back. Yes, I feel the levels of mutual trust increasing. As you kiss my mouth and neck, and as we kiss, I want you to put your hand inside my blouse and start to caress my large, heavy breasts. That's it. It's a front-opening bra. I'll undo the clasp for you. There we go, full access. And while you're enjoying my breasts, I'm going to undo your belt and ease your pants down over your hips, and now your underwear. It's very gratifying from a professional perspective to see that you already have a very strong and very usable erection just from kissing and touching my breasts. And I have to tell you, in the spirit of therapeutic openness, that my levels of arousal are building very quickly too. Oh, yes, especially when you start kissing and nuzzling my boobs like that. That's it, latched onto the nipple. I know that suckling a large-breasted woman is profoundly exciting to you, given your sexualized nurturing kink. And I'm here to validate that kink. I want to encourage and develop it. And my full, soft breasts are certainly of help in that respect. Now move in closer. I want to feel your hard penis press against my tummy. Here, let me wriggle out of this skirt, that's it. Now, as you suck and nuzzle, I want you to reach over and grab my ass. Yes, pull me closer. Slip your hand down the back of my panties. Now massage my warm, smooth, generous cheeks. They're such a turn-on for you, aren't they? I can feel your penis growing even harder as you toy with my juicy ass. Many of those nurturing women you fantasize about and masturbate to have delicious asses, just like mine, don't they? Oh, yes, that's lovely when you run your finger down the smooth furrow between my cheeks and over my asshole and down to my pussy. Oh, feel how wet my pussy is. Oh, you're making me want to grind into your hand, onto your thigh. Oh, press your hand harder into me. Into my ass, into my cunt. Cut my ass and pussy from below with your strong hand. Oh, that's extremely stimulating. Especially when you press and jiggle my cheeks like that. And when your fingers slide into my pussy, then move to my engorged clitoris. Oh god, that feels so nice. My hips are making involuntary thrusting motions. Well, my body is telling me that we should move to the next part of this mutual trust exercise, full penetrative sex. We need to be naked for this, so I'm just going to take my panties off. What's the matter? You need to be naked too. Oh, you just want to admire my body for a moment, of course. I know from our discussions about masturbation that visual stimulus is important to you. How would you like me to pose? On my hands and knees with my ass facing you, like this? I think this view of my generous womanly bottom should keep you stimulated while you undress. Also, this is proof of how dedicated I am to developing a respectful working relationship with you. For a woman to expose herself like this is such an intimate act. Would you like to masturbate to me for a while? There's some lube in the desk drawer, that's it. You can use one hand to masturbate and the other to caress my ass and pussy. Use the lube on my ass too, if you like. That really does feel nice. So smooth and slippery. Is it nice for you too? Are you building up to a powerful sexual release? The stronger our orgasms are, the more successful our therapeutic breakthrough will be. And it certainly feels like I'm building up to a strong orgasm. Feeling your hand on my slippery ass. Your fingers sliding into my pussy again. Knowing you're masturbating to me, it's making me unbearably aroused. Oh, yes. I need to come. We both need to come, in my professional opinion. So I'm going to lie on my back, and I want you to position yourself above me, just like that, and... oh, God, I can feel the head of your penis against my vulva, that's it. Gently slide the head along my pussy lips, and then push into me. Oh, God, I'm opening up to you. I'm so wet for you, and you're so hard for me. Ah, this indicates high levels of mutual trust. Before you start thrusting, I want to try something to cement the bond between us. I want you to hold my gaze as you penetrate me as deeply as you can. That's it. Press into me as hard as you can. Look at me. Look into my eyes. I want us to be mindful of the pleasure we're giving each other as we build to our orgasm. Oh, God. This is such a beautiful moment of trust. And I don't want it to end, but it must. True sexual intimacy comes from sharing the ecstasy of orgasm, the joy of coming. Oh, we need to come together. I can't hold back any longer, and judging from your breathing, neither can you. I want you to fuck me now. Fuck me as hard as you need to. That's it. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, fuck me. Oh, fuck me harder. Seeking out your pleasure. Oh, are you going to come? Are you going to come inside me? I'm going to wrap my legs around you. Press you closer. That's it. Oh, kiss my tits. Oh, kiss my mouth. Oh, God. Oh, you're reaching underneath me. Holding my ass and pulling me towards you and... Oh, your dick is so hard inside me. Oh, you're fucking me so hard. Does it feel nice to hold my ass like that? Is it helping you to come? Oh, that's it. Use the feel of my ass cheeks and your hands to help you come. Oh, that's all that matters now. Coming together. Oh, I think it's happening. Oh, I'm so wet. Oh, God, my juices are running down me onto the couch. Oh, you're fucking me so hard. It feels so good. I'm gonna come. Come with me. Oh, come inside me. Let's come together. Yes. Oh, let's do it together. Yes. 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 Oh, come. Come with me. Oh, kiss me while you come. Yes. Oh, I can feel you coming inside me. Oh, it feels so good. Yes. 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 That was heavenly. Now just lie here for a while. We don't need to move yet. We can even sleep if you'd like. I'll just pull this blanket over us. Let's rest together, knowing that we achieved full intimacy and that the course can proceed to the next stage.